Hey there. Good late night, everyone. First, congratulations to Rachel Deering, excuse me, whose Kickstarter was successfully funded tonight at $8,000, which is $2,000 over her goal. So definitely go check that out. It's called Anathema, one of those. But it looks awesome. She has a new artist on it that's awesome, and yeah, it's successfully funded. So anyway, her topic suggestion for me was to talk about Hurricane Irene, which we're up here in Maine, right on the coast, and we definitely experienced it, not quite the way I expected to. I'm from Kansas, and I've never experienced a hurricane ever or anything like that. So, I mean, tornadoes and stuff, but a hurricane, that sounds way scarier. I was joking the whole time about how it sounded like a monster was coming to get us, the way the news was reporting it. So I was going to get silver bullets and stuff like that, but we did get prepared. And then we waited, you know, on Sunday morning, we were told that the hurricane was coming, you know, so, but we just kind of waited and kept working and playing with the kids, and it was just kind of a little windy, not too bad. Wasn't really raining very much, and it really never changed all day long. It was, we'd have a little gust here and there, but it wasn't even a big wind. And then, we got all the way through the day and the night, and, Renee and I both stayed up way too late. You know, it was something like 4 a.m. and all of a sudden one really big gust of wind just knocked out the power. So we thought we got all the way through it. I think I even made some wisecracks about, like, you know, that about Irene not having, just being a wuss or something. I don't know. But yeah, so power went out, and it was while I was still working. We had a book due the next day, and, you know, our baby is very fickle about his sleeping conditions. So having no power means no, air conditioner and no white noise, and, you know, it just wasn't going to be a very good situation. So we ended up having to go to a hotel, because it didn't look like power was going to be coming on anytime soon. And of course we needed the internet to be able to work and send our files. So we started down that route of trying to find a hotel to stay in and get the kids moved over and get all the stuff that we needed. And that basically took an entire day just doing that. We got into the hotel pretty late, got everybody to bed. And then, you might've seen me tweeting from the lobby there. I was trying to get as much work done as I could. I mean, I lost a whole day already from that. But I kept going, and, the next day was pretty much the same thing. We, you know, spent the whole day trying to get prepared to hopefully go back to our house so that we didn't have to spend more money on a hotel. And we did end up getting power back, later that day, but the internet was out, and it stayed out for another day. So that still threw a wrench in the works. But thankfully, IDW gave us a little bit of an extension for the book that we were working on. And, you know, so that kind of got taken care of. But yeah, so that was crazy. We just kind of lost a couple of days just from one gust of wind. Never experienced something like that. But yeah, not really the wet attack of Satan that I was expecting, but still it affected us. It was like a little rib shot right at the end there to show me that I shouldn't be making fun of it. But, anyway, so we're back to work now and just trying to get caught up. Losing 2 days of work for us, you know, really kind of throws a wrench in the works, but, you know, that's why I'm up so late, just trying to get stuff done. Anyway, there we go, my Hurricane Irene experience. But I hope, you know, any of you out there that were in the path of it, I hope, you know, you stayed safe. And for the most part, it seemed like it died down halfway through. So anyway, there you go. Everybody have a good night. Bye-bye.